I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I'm kind of glad that there haven't been a lot of people that are applying to date my ex-wife. She came on here a couple of days ago. It's a woman I really respect, man. She's a great mom. She told you guys that she's looking for a dude between the ages of 45 and 60. I also told you that I respect her a lot. I think she's strong. I think she's capable. I really admire her relationship with God. And I hope guys have gone on there and they've taken a look at her and said, I can't handle that smoke. And just decided not to fill out the application because it's going to take a special guy for a special woman. And I think she is, right? So yeah, she came on here a couple of days ago and we were at a soccer game a few weeks ago and she was just expressing some frustration with the dudes that she was going out with. And I'm like, just come on the radio. Let's do this thing, right? So it was my idea. So it's not like she's coming from a place of desperation. So what I really need is for women that are listening, that if you know of a guy that's between like the ages of 45 and 60 and has his ass together, doesn't have a whole bunch of baggage, is in pretty decent shape, you know, takes care of himself all the way around, then I would love to set him up with a very good woman that just happens to be my ex-wife and friend, right? So he has to fill out the application. It'll take him 60 seconds. I hope there are a whole bunch of dudes that went there and said, oh no, oh, she's too independent. She's too strong. Because I don't want her wasting her time.
Weed out the week.
Weed out the week. So go to theburtshow.com. All right, Abby, scariest part about being an adult. People have it twisted.
Yeah, it's not death, taxes, or your in-laws. It's actually joining a social pickleball league. Oh my God. I'm getting the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. But I will say, if you're someone like me and you have social anxiety, I feel like you do need to join a pickleball league, because then every other social interaction is going to feel like a cakewalk after it. So last week, me and my friend decided to just bop over to a local pickleball league. It happens once or twice a month. It's a bunch of people our age who have picked up pickleball. Pickleball is like the new thing to do.
So if you don't know what pickleball is, it's basically, you know, for lack of a better term, it's mini tennis.
It's ping pong. Okay. It's ping pong.
It's more than ping pong, less than tennis.
Yeah, it's like if they had a baby. If ping pong and tennis had a baby, that's what you go out and do. My mom keeps calling me. She's like, you need to join a kickball league. I'm like, no. Back in the Stone Age, kickball is what you guys do. Now, in the year of our Lord 2024, it's pickleball. That's what the people are doing. So we show up to this pickleball league, and I just have to say, there's something about being an adult that just makes you not want to be bad at things. You just don't want to try new things, because what do you mean I'm 27 and I don't know how to do something?
But this is such a new sport that I would think that kind of anxiety would be alleviated.
No, because turns out everybody's really good at pickleball. So the first disappointment that happened with the pickleball league is that I'm thinking this is a prime opportunity to meet an athletic single man in his 20s, maybe early 30s. Mm-hmm. This is prime time. Yeah. So I show up, I'm wearing an Abercrombie tennis dress. I've got a full beat on, hair slicked back into a bun. I look like a tennis MILF. I'm ready to go. And I show up and there is not a single single straight man there. It's couples, girls who looked like they played D1 soccer, if you catch my drift, and gay dudes. And then me and my friend who were out there like looking for some guys, and it was just such a disappointment looking at the crowd going, oh, I actually have to play pickleball instead of flirting my way through pretending that, or showing that I don't know what I'm doing. So we approached the courts, and the way it works is that you just have to just approach people. Like, you just go to a court and say, do you guys need a doubles partner to play with?
If you sit on the sidelines, in the sidelines long enough, because I've witnessed it, I have been dabbling in the idea of playing. So my gym has a whole bunch of pickleball courts, right? So I went up there just to check out what it's all about. If you sit there long enough, they're going to ask you to get in the game.
Yeah, they will do that. But I mean, I think the courteous thing to do is to not just make them wait. If you see an opening and you're there allegedly to play pickleball, you just go up and ask them. And so I'm going with my friend to all these different courts saying, hey, can we play with you? And they're like, yes. And turns out it's really hard to play pickleball when people throw the ball right back at you. It's a little bit different when you're just playing up against a wall by yourself. And it honestly has made other social interactions kind of easier for me because of how difficult it is, because A, you're doing something that you're not good at, which for me is rough. Pickleball. Despite how often I work out, not athletic. I look the part, but I can't follow through. you have to strike up conversations with people who already have some kind of rapport with each other. And you have to do that all while doing the very humbling activity of chasing after a ball across the court when you don't hit it correctly.
Is there some wisdom in just saying when you go out there for the first time, I've never tried this before, so the bar is set low, and that takes away the embarrassment factor?
It doesn't take away the embarrassment, but believe me, I was saying it. I was saying, hey, by the way, I'm really bad at this. And they go, okay, how bad can you be? And then 5 seconds later, they find out just how bad you are. And then you are running across the court just to get the ball so you can hit it once at least over the net. So it's a little embarrassing, but you know, maybe next week it'll be a little better.
I made the mistake of suggesting this to Courtney that, you know what would be really fun? We should join one of these pickleball leagues. We should go out there and play pickleball. And then I realized that I can't see out of half of my right eye, making me a terrible partner in pickleball.
Yeah, as if social interaction wasn't scary enough, now you gotta throw balls into the mix. Right.
Get it? The Burt Show.